Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louie Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today on this Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And so this is a beautiful Mass for the... And also, it is also something to think about, too, is that this is Father's Day, right? So we think about this Holy Trinity, too. We think about this family. So we're going to talk about families today. We're going to talk about Father's Day today. And most of all, the most important thing of all, is we're going to talk about Jesus Christ. And we'll talk about our own families, too. You know, this father and mother and a child, right? So this, how things all fit together in this world. And yes, my brothers and sisters, each and every one of us who have been brought into the world had a mother and a father. See? We had a mother and a father. And so this natural law has persisted over all of this time until this day forward. And so it's something beautiful for us to pay attention to. And just if you want to contact us in any way, shape, or form, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo, which is diokzoo.org. That is the diocese website if you're thinking about becoming Catholic. There's a holyfamilyradio.net, which they archive a lot of our programming. And then, of course, you can contact me at my website, which is deaconlouiezimlick.com. Now, another thing to remember, too, in all these websites is my wife is spearheading this campaign, and I've helped her out a little bit here and there with SaveNazareth.com. So I invite you to go on there and, you know, sign the petition. It's over 2,000 names now. Unfortunately, the city of Kalamazoo is going to do nothing in trying to delay the destruction of this beautiful chapel and historic mother house here in Kalamazoo. It's really a shame. It's really a breakdown in our system of true justice here in this area, you know, because you think about, you know, how we can just destroy something that's so precious just on, you know, because that's what we want to do, you know, and just, so I invite you to go on to our website, the SaveNazareth.com website and, you know, sign the petition. Send emails, but most of all, my brothers and sisters, to pray. Pray for the management of the Congregation of Sisters of St. Joseph in Cleveland, especially for them, that they make a decision for God. You know, this last Thursday, we were praying out in front of there. I don't know if you saw any news clips on that, but we're going to do that. We're going to continue to pray and peacefully, in a very peaceful, beautiful way, pray in front of the Nazareth Mother House on and Chapel on Gull Road on the 13th day of the month from 11 o'clock till 12. And, of course, you can just go to the website if you want to be updated on that and stay informed. And, you know, there were a few of us out there. The weather was pretty bad. It was raining. And, you know, God is weeping. And his children continue to seem to do nothing. And we're a sad bunch, I must say, my brothers and sisters. Yeah, I gotta be real with you guys. We're a sad bunch. We're a sad bunch when it comes to our families too. You know, we just have not done a good job. We've really done a poor job. And yes, I am being nice about it. But, we're gonna read the scriptures today where all hope is found in Jesus Christ. All hope is found in surrender. Not in the battle, not in the fight, but in the surrender. The surrender of our will and the understanding and trying to understand what God's will is. And that is where peace can be found. Not in doing whatever I want to do or being whoever I think I am or acting out in immoral ways to shock people, to make people afraid of me or to set myself out as being something super special, you know, that everybody has to look at me and I need to be the center of attention. No. I'm just a simple person. I'm just a simple guy who grew up on Village Street in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You know, the youngest of eight boys. and working class family. We had one car. We had no garage. My parents rented out the front house in front of us, you know, for extra money. But I love my parents. My parents stuck together. They stayed together until death. Until death do we part. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit too. You know, that if you're thinking about getting married, you know, and it's for life, my brothers and sisters. It is. It is a lifelong thing that we must try to undertake. So let's go right into the readings today for the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And our first reading is from Proverbs 8, 22 through 31. Thus says the Lord, thus says the wisdom of God. The Lord possessed me from the beginning in his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth, at the first, before the earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains or springs of water, before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills, I was brought forth. While at yet the earth and the fields were not made, nor the first clods of the world, when the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the vault over the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he fixed fast the foundations of the earth, when he set for the sea its limit, so that the water should not transgress his command, then was I beside him as his craftsman. And I was his delight day by day, plain before him all the while, plain on the surface of the earth. And I found delight in the human race. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Beautiful readings from Proverbs there. And we'll go back on what the Catechism is pointing out on all these as well. Our second reading is from Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 5, 1 through 5. Brothers and sisters, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And then finally, our gospel reading today is the Gospel of John. It's John 16, 12 through 15. That's John 16, 12 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful words from our scriptures today, and we'll go right into that. In case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zumlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today. And, you know, I look at this feast day of the Most Holy Trinity. Of course, last week was Pentecost. But the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we look at this family, right, the spiritual family, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we talked last week about being baptized, you know, being baptized a lot about the Holy Spirit, right? We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit a lot today, too. But we're also going to talk about our part. What role do I play in this world with God? Or do I set myself away from God, apart from God, or even at directly in conflict with God, right? So maybe I hate God and I feel that way. Terrible words to say, but maybe true. Maybe true that you hate a person and you think it's God's fault and therefore you hate God. But my brothers and sisters, God is pure love. We cannot hate pure love. Many of the things we hate, or the things that we see, the things that we dislike, yes, even the things that we hate, we have twisted ourselves a little bit, or we haven't taken this in mind. I want you just to think about this as we go through the rest of these scriptures. If this is a sick person that you see, and you see what they're doing, or what they're, how they're living their life, and it makes you angry, ask yourself if you think that they are healthy. If you think that they are well, mentally, psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, physically, are they well? Or are they sick? You know, many times we look at people who are sick, and we think that they should behave like they're well. But that is an impossibility. Because the sicker we get, the sicker we get. We don't get better. We get sicker until we die. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this Father's Day, on this Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, I ask you to look upon even your own fathers. Maybe your fathers are fallen away from you. You know, and you've fallen away from God, in a sense. Maybe blaming God for what kind of father you have, or what kind of family you have. But it's not God's fault. We think about these things, and we wonder about these things, and what we always have to go back to is we have to go back to this family, the family of God. My brothers and sisters, this is a very sick world. We have really gone crazy. We've gone out of our minds. The religious people have gone out of their minds. You know, you see this, you see the, you know, priests and deacons and sisters and bishops and cardinals and, you know, just doing insane things, committing crimes. We see doctors and teachers and university professors committing horrendous crimes. We see governments spying on people. You know, you see this, you see what's happening in Taiwan, in China, part of China. And how they want to control everything. You know, they're destroying churches over there. You know, they're bulldozing them. I think about that with the Save Nazareth. You know, they're bulldozing churches over there. These are atheist governments that are bulldozing churches. And sometimes I think about our own government that way, that's why they choose to do nothing. Because they do not value history. And the reason why they do not value history and they do not want us to study history is that because we learn from our history. We become educated. We make good decisions that way. We challenge the authorities who are in charge. We challenge them to see if they're telling the truth. See? And this is what God wants us to do. But He wants us not to be, you know, like crazy with politics and things like that, but to return back to this Holy Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ gives this to us. So let me go through the teachings on this. So in Proverbs, this reading from Proverbs 8, the truth of creation is always expressed with a growing vigor in the message of the prophets. The prayer of the Psalms and of the liturgy and the wisdom sayings of the chosen people. Isn't that beautiful? And then we have this little piece of Romans. Romans 5, 1 through 5. And we only have about 12 different teachings on this one little piece of scripture. About 10 different teachings. But let's go through them. Filial trust is tested. It proves itself in tribulation. See? So in tough times and hard times, that's where we learn the most. We learn the most about ourselves. We learn the most about God. The Holy Spirit makes us to turn between trials, between right and wrong, and are necessary for our growth. The spiritual tradition of the church, recognizing the heart, the depth of the one who goes where that person decides for or against God. Do you hear that? That's where we decide whether we're for or against God, is in our own hearts. God doesn't decide. God loves us unconditionally forever. But we decide to walk away. We decide to go into the darkness. I'm going to do what I want to do. I can do whatever I want to do. I can be whatever I want to be. That's true. You can. But only for a while. And only for a while. God's love is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Baptism. So if you haven't been baptized, get baptized. Get baptized. Through the merits of Christ's passion and death, we have hope. In the Old Testament, they had the grace and the Spirit, but it was not poured into their hearts like it is now. Because of Christ's life, death, and resurrection, and His ascension, Christ has given us all of this, especially this wisdom. God's love has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Isn't that amazing? I think about that, my brothers and sisters, you know, whenever I preach, whenever I talk about these things, whenever I'm talking to someone, I think about how much the Holy Spirit helps me. You know, how much the Holy Spirit helps me to be a good listener. And we need to do that. As fathers especially, to be a good listener. Listen to your children. Listen to your wife. Listen. Listen to them. Act like a loving God, not like a tyrant. Act like a loving person, not like a dictator. These are the differences, my brothers and sisters, between good fathers and no father at all. See? And learn to forgive. If your father has fallen short, forgive him. If you're a grown adult now, forgive him. Especially if he is a sick person. Try to forgive him. Try to understand what his life was like. And then finally, the Gospel of John, John 16. The mission of the Holy Spirit is that of the Son, Jesus. The fullness of the mystery of the Trinity. Together working as a family. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. The Holy Spirit instructs us and guides us in all truth. Guides us in all truth. The Holy Spirit does not speak of himself, but of truth, of God, and of Christ. See? Perfect humility. The Spirit of truth. The church, by the power of the Spirit of truth, guides her in all things and in all truth. You think about that word truth, my brothers and sisters. I talked about this a few weeks ago, you know, with Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate did not know what the truth was. He says, what is truth? What is truth? But his wife knew. And so it's very important, just as with the Blessed Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus, we listen to her truth. Because why? Luke chapter 1, she is full of grace. Hail Mary. The words of the angel Gabriel. Hail Mary. Full of grace. Full of grace. Fully saved. Pure as pure. Full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. We think about this family, and we think about that holy family. We think about the Holy Family Chapel at Nazareth. That's part of our history. And so I hope you can, you know, send an email to the Sisters of St. Joseph in Cleveland. And if you go to savenazareth.com, everything's on the website there. Read about it, watch the videos, watch the news videos, read the letters that we've sent. Read the letters that we've and we did receive one response. Received one response, which is tough luck. That's what the short version of the letter, the email is. Too bad for you guys. We're tearing those buildings down. We've made our decision. You know, we're not in that hour, that O-U-R. We're not in that hour. We're not in that hour. We're not in that family. But you think about that. And this is what we do to ourselves, brothers and sisters, as families. We isolate, we make decisions on our own, we're not transparent, we don't care. We don't care if someone values this or values that. It's very sad. It's very sad. But, you know, thanks be to God, I'm proud to be a deacon. I'm proud to be a deacon in this diocese. And I'm proud to, you know, fight for what is right and to try to do the right thing in all things, you know, whether it's popular or not popular. And so I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to be involved. Get involved in your community. You know, help at those soup kitchens. Help, you know, send donations. You know the things that you can do to help. Everybody knows the things that they can do to help. But we're trying to get people to still sign that petition. And we're going to pray out there the 13th of every month for all through the summer, maybe longer. Who knows? But they could possibly start tearing those buildings down any day now. We think about this truth. Who knows the truth? What is the truth. So the church, by the power of the Spirit of truth, guides her in all things, into all truth, full of grace and truth. To follow Jesus is to live in truth, into all truth. Jesus promises the gift of the Spirit of truth. And so I think about this. Excuse me. If someone is not in the truth, where is Christ? Now you know as well as I do that you can decide things in your own head. You can say, you know what the truth is, but I'm going to do this over here instead. I do it. I've caught myself doing this stuff. You know, God's saying to you, you should say hi to that person, or you should say you're sorry to that person, and we refuse to do it. We refuse the Spirit of truth. And the further we are away from God, the further we are away from the sacraments, from receiving Holy Communion, from praying on a daily basis, from going to reconciliation, from going to Mass, the further we are away from all of those things, the further we are away from God. That's the truth, my brothers and sisters. That's the truth. And I think that's what, you know, is being experienced even out there at Nazareth and in Cleveland and even in our own diocese. That the further people are away from Jesus Christ, the further people are away from the sacraments. I even asked a person this week, I says, when's the last time you were at reconciliation? He said to me, it's been about a year. I was like, what are you doing? A year? You haven't said a swear word? You haven't done anything wrong in a year? Come on. You gotta be kidding me. But you know, we think that this is the day of Facebook and this is the day of technology and I don't even need to kneel down. I talked about that last week too. You know, I don't even need to kneel down during the consecration. We have Catholics who do that. It's absurd. We've lost our way, my brothers and sisters. We've lost our idea on who and what God is. That's what we've done. And so how can we preach the truth? How do we know the truth? If we don't know that simple truth of knowing that I need to kneel down during the consecration, if I've lost that truth, or I've lost the truth of who I am as a person, as a human being, I have lost that. I don't even know who I am. We are truly lost. Look around, my brothers and sisters. Look around. And I would suggest you do this. Get on your knees and pray. Pray for God's mercy. Pray for God's forgiveness. And pray that He doesn't all wipe us out today. Right? Think about that. You know, because today will be the day for many people. Today will be their last day here. And they will stand in front of God in judgment. But my brothers and sisters, reach out to your fathers today. It is Father's Day. Pray for them. Send them a card. Try to make amends with them. Try to love them and pray for them and forgive them. We are Christians. We are Catholic Christians. We are leaders. We are soldiers for Christ. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you. Happy Father's Day.